praise the Lord. Amen. This morning, amen, before we amen, get into the word of the Lord, let's have special prayer for several folks I know that need prayer this morning. I know Sister Shirley Settle is in Charlottesville Hospital. Sister Shirley Savage called me yesterday. They went down to see her in Culpeper. They were moving her to Charlottesville to try to get her blood pressure, different things under control. And the Sister Savage told me she's not in the Charlottesville hospital, as far as the one there, the big hospital, but across town. And she gave us some type of
name. I can't remember, but she said you could find out probably by calling the main office there, at Charlottesville, the main hospital, exactly where she's located. But, and they're going to keep her there, as far as I know, until they can get that under control. That I think they're even considering doing some type of operation, Sister Savage was saying. So anyway, let's remember Sister Shirley Settle. Also, let's continue to pray for Brother Carter. I know he's his liver's not been working right, and he's had a bad case of jaundice, and you know they don't know if it's the medication he was taking for his bronchitis that's triggered this, or other things. So let's just pray for him, that God would give him a touch in his body and strengthen him. Amen. Also, Melissa's mother has been going to the doctor all week this week. And she's getting, I mean, just seems like worse every time Melissa talks to her. Something wrong with her blood, and she's had to get blood transfusions, and there's antibiotics, I think she said. I don't know if she's using the right terms, but in her blood, where it's just it's reacting with any other blood or medications, it's just really messed up. They think she might have cancer, and they're just doing all these tests. She's been going almost every day this week to the hospital to run these tests. So, did you say something? Oh. Yeah, her heart, and just a whole big conglomeration of things that's in her body. So remember her, pray for Sister Mary. Let's remember Sister Laura's family. I know Sister Laura lost her brother this week, but let's pray for that family and for her. That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. God's a merciful God. That's right. Yes. That's right. That's right. I'm thankful for the great mercies of God. You know that there on Christ on the cross, and that thief that looks at the Lord just hours before that man went out of this world and cried for mercy. Amen. To the Lord. Lord, remember me. Amen. And Christ saw down in the heart of that man. That man, don't record that he said a lot of words, but Christ knew that was coming from his heart, a repentant heart, that he was reaching out for Christ as Savior. And Christ saved that man. Amen. I'm thankful for the mercies of God. One person said there's only one recorded deathbed conversion in the Bible, and that's the man on the cross. There's only one to give us hope. Number one, it gives us hope. But secondly, there's only one for us not to presume that we can squeak in at the last moment. Amen. But thank God that when a man does call with all his heart, Amen. God saves that man. Amen. And gives him that man. And on the cross, never got to come down off that cross and live a life for the Lord. But amen, the Lord is merciful. Amen. And he got to be with Christ forever. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for the mercies of God. Amen. I'm glad that God will save a man. Amen. That will call out to him. Any other special requests this morning? All right. All right. Yes. All right. All right. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Save his soul. Amen. The Lord can get through us, to us in a lot of different avenues. Amen. Let's pray that God would use this to save that man's soul and see his need of Christ. Amen. Anybody else? Yes. Remember Brother Frazier. God would do a work in his life. Amen. Yes.
And I will give a praise report, though. I know a lot of you don't really know personally the Moores, but Brother Lucas Moore, his father called Brother Ben yesterday, I believe it was, and said that the stem cell thing that they did on him, I told y'all that the blood was starting to come up. Well, they told him that he has a 99% chance of recovery. Now, that far gone.
Right.
But they said he got a 99% chance of recovery.
Right. Amen. 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 Anybody else? All right. Remember, Brother Slim, that God would touch him. And, all right, let's remember that. He has pneumonia. Amen. Amen. Yes. All right. Remember my grandfather Hayes. Number one, that God save his soul. Amen. Number two, that, amen, God would, amen, touch him. Amen. But for God's glory, that he'd see the mercies of God in his life. Amen. And turn to the Lord. Amen. Anybody else? All right, let's just, yes, yes. Brother Keith May's father passed away, I believe it was Friday morning or Thursday night one. Amen. Let's pray for that family. Amen. That God would give them comfort. Amen. This time of loss, God would strengthen them. Amen. Let's just all stand this morning and we'll pray together and ask the Lord, amen, to meet these needs. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God. Lord, that we can approach boldly before the throne of grace in time of need. Lord, it's because of what you've done on the cross, Lord. Oh, that made this opportunity available to us. God, we ask you, Lord, this morning. God, that you'd move by your Spirit. Oh, God, that you'd reach down your hand. These, God, that are unsaved, Lord. We ask that a conviction from the Holy Spirit of God would come down and grip their souls. Lord, that they'd see their need, Lord, of you. God, before it's too late. For Lord, we know, God, there's no salvation in any other but through the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you, God, Lord, that you touch these that are sick in their bodies. Lord, let that healing virtue flow, oh God. Oh, we believe, Lord, we believe. We know, God, that Thou art able to do anything. Oh, we ask these things to be done according to Your will, that Your glory, amen, may be manifest, Lord, in the lives of men and women. Oh, God, we praise You and give You honor. We ask You that You'd have Your way, Lord, in this service. God, let Your word go forth, Lord God, and let it resonate in our hearts and in our souls. And let us hold to the hope, God, that comes to us through Your word, Lord. Oh, we thank You for Your great grace. Oh, touch Your saints this morning, Lord. Minister to them, God. Oh, we believe in You, Lord Jesus. We trust in You. Our faith is in You and You alone, Lord. Oh, we dare not put it in any other. Oh, we thank You, oh God. We thank You, oh God. We thank You, oh God. Holy, 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 holy. Oh God, You heard each of these requests. You know, Lord. You know exactly how to minister to each one. Oh God, meet the needs. Oh, be with those, God. Oh God, that need Your help. Hallelujah. We give You the honor and the glory and the praise, Lord. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Bless Your holy name, Lord. Holy. Holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We're reading this morning out of the book of Luke in the 24th chapter. And several verses I'll be jumping around to. Amen, this morning. Just as the Lord helps us and just bear to you what's on my heart this morning. And I think these truths here that's in God's Word, we need to lay hold of and never turn loose of. Amen. We're living in a world of great turmoil, a world of great deception, a world that, amen, wishes us to tolerate, amen, sin. A world that wants to join hands with the Christians, amen, but they want the Christians, amen, to accept, amen, where they at and the way they're living. The homosexual wants the straight to, you know, just, well, we're just all live together in harmony and peace. Well, we can't do that. Amen. We got to preach what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Like what one man said. One man said, you know, the homo say, he'll say, well, we live in over in our corner and we'll do our own thing. You stay in yours and you do your own thing. Don't worry about what we're doing over here because what we're doing is not going to affect you. He said, that's like a man on a boat or a group of people on a boat. And this group says, you stay over here on your side of the boat and do what you want. And I will stay on our side of the boat and do what I want. And then the one on the one side of the boat starts drilling holes in the bottom of the boat. Huh? There's a problem there. the whole boat's going to go down. Amen. Amen. And that's the same thing with America. Unless God's people stand up and proclaim what thus saith the Lord, amen, the whole ship's going to go down. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Amen. Amen. In verse 46, I'm going to just read two verses here and then we'll... Amen. You may be seated after that. And said unto them, Luke 24, this is Christ speaking here, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved, that word behooved there means to be made necessary. It was necessary, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You may be seated this morning. Amen. The Bible said it behooved Christ to suffer. It was necessary for our Lord, amen, to give His life. It was necessary, amen, for our Lord to rise from the dead. For that in itself showed us that God had accepted the sacrifice of Christ, and it was efficacious. Amen. It was sufficient, amen, for, amen, the payment of, amen, sin. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. Amen. 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 And since the Word of God tells us that repentance and remission of sins should be preached, amen, I want to try to do that for a little while. Amen. This morning. Amen. Our Lord. Amen. The name. Amen. Of our Lord. The name Jesus. Amen. There in Matthew in chapter 1. Amen. In verse 21, the Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. Amen. That word there, Jesus, amen, means Savior, or God who is salvation. And it explains this here. He shall be called, shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. That is what our Lord came to do. Amen. He came to save men, amen, from their sins. Amen. John the Baptist, amen, that one that came in the spirit of Elijah, amen, came forth preaching, amen, out of the wilderness, amen, clothed in camel skins, eating wild locusts and honey, amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, about this man that came out of the wilderness, that most men, amen, that saw him and thought he was a crazy man. Amen. But God, the Bible says, amen, that the poor, amen, came out to hear John preach. And the first words we hear John, amen, say when he comes out of the wilderness, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, and in those days came John the Baptist preaching. And he came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, the first two words we hear recorded, amen, that John the Baptist came out of the wilderness preaching is repent ye. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. John knew the only way men, amen, could be delivered and saved from their sins. Amen. Liberated from their sins. Forgiven for their sins. Is that they would repent. Amen. Of those sins. But not only did John the Baptist, amen, come out of the wilderness preaching, amen, repent ye. But we find one in Mark in chapter 1 in verse 15. We find that we hear here, amen, the Bible says, now after that John was put into prison, the preacher was locked up, amen, because he was preaching repent ye. He looked at Herod and said repent. Amen. And Herod, amen, and his wife, amen, didn't like it. Amen. So he threw John in prison. Amen. I'm going to tell you, church, amen, the world don't like the words repent because they don't want to repent. They don't want to turn from their sins. They don't want to quit the sinning business. Amen. They love their sins. They enjoy their sins. Amen. Their sins has got them all wrapped up. And they're all wrapped up in them. Amen. They love Hollywood. So don't tell them to repent and turn from it. Amen. They love the sports arenas. So don't tell them to repent and turn from it. Amen. They love their soap operas. So don't tell them to repent and turn from it. Amen. They love the world. Amen. They don't want to hear repent ye. But we find the Lord in Matthew or Mark in chapter 1 when John was locked up, when the preacher was locked up. Amen. And he couldn't preach from prison. No man could hear him. He wasn't out by Jordan preaching repent ye. So then Jesus steps on the scene. And once John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God in verse 14, chapter 1 of Mark, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Amen. Amen. If we're going to believe the gospel, we're going to have to do what the gospel says. Amen. And the first step, amen, for a sinner, amen, to come out of darkness into His marvelous light, amen, is for them to repent, amen, of their sin. Amen. The basic meaning of repentance, this is just the, amen, just the core meaning, is to turn around. It is to turn from evil ways and a turning to Christ. Repentance. Amen. There. Paul. Amen. Speaking before King Agrippa. Amen. In the book of Acts in chapter 26. Amen. He was telling, amen, all that transpired in his life. Amen. On the road to Damascus. Amen. He was talking. Amen. And telling how Christ spoke to him. Amen. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 18. Amen. The Bible. Amen. Talks about our Lord. Amen. When he said, who art thou, Lord? Amen. And Jesus told him, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest in verse 15. Amen. Then, amen. He goes on down and he says, amen. But rise and stand upon thy feet. Verse 16. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles upon whom now I send thee, to open their eyes. Men cannot repent until their eyes is open. And the Bible tells us the one that illuminates the eyes of men. The Bible says Jesus came into the world, amen, and all men, amen, could see that light. And Jesus is light, the light of the world that lighteth every man, the Bible says, that cometh into the world. Amen. So the light of God's glorious gospel shines upon a man's heart. Amen. And he sees his need of Christ. and then he must repent. The Bible says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. Amen. Amen. This is what the gospel does. It turns men from darkness to light. Amen. When a man has been saved, amen, he turns from darkness and turns to light. Amen. He no longer walks in darkness. Amen. The Bible talks about those. Amen. There in 1 John in chapter 1. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go here later, but this is a few verses. Amen. Before one, I'm going to touch on him. Amen. The Bible says, if we say that we have fellowship with him, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 6, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen. So what does this glorious gospel do? It turns men from darkness and turns them to the light. Amen. That's repentance. It is a turning around. Amen. From walking in the ways of ungodliness and turning to Christ. Amen. Forsaking those things that are behind. Forsaking sin. Amen. And turning to the Lord and Him alone for salvation. To turn them from darkness and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me, our Lord told Paul. Amen. Paul there talking to Agrippa in the same chapter. Amen. He says, amen, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but shewed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent. Amen. And turn to God and do works meet or fit. Amen is another word for meat or proof. Amen. Works meet for repentance. Amen. So the scripture, amen, throughout, amen, this, the book over and over in God's holy word, amen, there is no salvation without repentance. There is no salvation without turning from sin and turning unto God. Amen. Amen. Our Lord told them there. You know, the Jews, amen, brought up a situation, amen, there in the book of Luke in chapter 13 about some tragedies that took place. Amen. There in Judea, or there in Galilee. It says there were present at that season, Luke chapter 13 and verse 1. And there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Amen. And Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans? Because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Amen. We have natural inclinations that just because great tragedies fall upon people, that they must be worse than anybody else. Amen. And that's what these Jews, that's what Jesus was saying. You think that those Galileans that Pilate slew and mingled their blood with the sacrifices, you think, amen, that those people were worse sinners than anybody. But Jesus said, no. Amen. Amen. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell, and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? Jesus said, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I could put it here, you think, amen, that they were worse sinners, amen, on 9/11, amen, that were in the towers, amen, just like this tower fell, amen, where 3,000 was slain in New York City. Amen. You think that they were worse sinners than everybody else in New York and everybody else in the United States, whether in the Bible Belt or on the outskirts. Amen. I say nay. But unless America repents, amen, we shall all like us perish. Amen. It takes repentance. Amen. It takes repentance. Amen. To bring salvation. Amen. To a man's soul. Amen. We are no better. Amen. Unless we repent. Amen. And turn from our sins. Amen. We shall all likewise perish. Amen. Ye think that the Republicans, amen, are less sinners than the Democrats? I say nay. For unless they repent, they shall all likewise perish. Amen. It don't matter if you're Republican or whether you're Democrat. Amen. If you repent, amen, that's the only way to salvation. Amen. Just as many Republicans are going to the same hell as the Democrats are going to, except they repent. Amen. They shall all likewise perish. Amen. We're living in a day where the lines of confusion, amen, are intermingling. And people think, well, this is better than the others. Oh, yes, I understand. Amen. Some groups have more morals than other groups. But I say, amen, morals don't save a man. You can be as moral as you want to. It's split hell wide open. For unless you repent, amen, ye shall all likewise perish. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I understand. Amen. I understand. Amen. Amen. We're living in a day. Amen. Where people, amen, try to, amen, say you serve God the way you want to serve Him. And we'll serve God the way we want to serve God. Amen. You go to your church and I'll go to mine. We'll all walk along together and we'll all go to heaven together. No, ain't the way it is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not you go to your church and I'll go to mine. We'll all go together. Amen. Unless you're following Jesus Christ, amen, you will not go nowhere. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care if you go to Massanova, amen, or if you go to First Baptist or First Presbyterian, amen, or First whatever. Amen. Unless, amen, you repent. Amen. Jesus said, we'll all likewise perish. Amen. Amen. It's a turning from sin. Amen. It's a turning away from it. Amen. It's in turning to Christ. Amen. It's crying to Christ in saying, oh, wretched man that I am. Amen. Who shall deliver me? Amen. Paul there in the 7th chapter of Romans. Amen. Amen. Is that unrepentant man. Amen. All through Romans chapter 7, you'll never find the Spirit of God working. All you'll hear Paul saying, I tried this, I did this, I did it. He was a very religious man. Amen. But you never find the Spirit of God, amen, in his life. Yes, he knew what was right. He had been taught right from a youth. He had been trained up. He had sat at the feet of Gamaliel, that great teacher, amen, there of the Jews. Amen. He knew the laws of God. Amen. But he could not keep them. He wanted to. He knew what was right. Amen. But there was no hope. Amen. Because sin had was bound up in his life. Amen. And he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And what did he say? I thank God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. There's deliverance in Jesus Christ. But first a man's got to realize that he's wretched. He's got sin and he can't deliver himself. Amen. He's got to repent and turn to the Lord. Amen. As did the Apostle Paul. Amen. Before his conversion. Amen. Paul tried to do it his way. And the Bible even said, amen, tells us that he thought, amen, he was doing God a service. The Bible says they would kill you. Jesus told his disciples they'll kill you and think they're doing God's service. Amen. 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 But I'm going to tell you, amen, when Paul come into contact with Jesus, amen, a conviction gripped his heart. Amen. And that day on the road to Damascus, laying there in the dust, he said, Lord, who art thou? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Amen. And then our Lord told Paul what to do, and he obeyed and done what the Lord said do. Amen. 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 We are saved by faith. Amen. But saving faith is always a repentant faith. I'm going to tell you, saving faith is always repentant faith. Amen. Acts chapter 3. Peter preaching there. Amen. Before the people. In Acts chapter 3. Amen. In verse 19. Amen. He says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. There is no blotting out of sins. There is no taking away of sins unless there's first repentance. Amen. From sin. Amen. If there's no repentance, there's no salvation. And a saving faith, as I said, is always a repentant faith. Amen. There in, amen. Over there in the epistle, I believe it was James. Amen. It said, you believe there's one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Amen. The devils believe that too. Do you believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world? I'll be like this. You do good. The devil knows he's the Savior of the world as well. Amen. The devil's not. Do you believe that this is the Word of God? Well, you do good. Amen. The devil believes this is the Word of God as well. And I believe he believes this. Not to the saving of his, amen, because he is eternally bound in the chains of darkness, the Bible says. But he knows it because the Bible says he knoweth but his time is short. Amen. Now, how does he know that? Because he knows what that says right there. Amen. The devil's a believer. Amen. As far as that, what he knows what God says is right. But he's still damned. Amen. And we got to do more than just believe that this is the Word of God. Amen. We've got to obey it. We've got to turn to it. We got to enact it. Amen. We've got to repent. We've got to, you know, I talked to someone recently. And they said, amen. Amen. That they're trying. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, you can't try and get things right with God. Amen. Christ, you just have to repent and lean upon Christ to take away your sins. Repent ye. And that's that. Like again, I said, saving faith is a repentant faith. So you've got to repent. You've got to turn from them. You've got to disavow your sins and turn fully to Christ. You can't repent with a beer in your hand, taking swigs of it. And Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm so sorry. Whew, it's good stuff. Forget it. That's not repentance. Repentance is, I don't want it. God, save me from it. Keep me away from it. Deliver me from it. Amen. I turn to you because I know you're the one that can save me from that bottle. Amen. I can't save myself because I got to pull. But Christ, if you'll deliver me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Amen. That I ever turn my back on you. Amen. But if you'll save me. Amen. If you'll save me and deliver me. Amen. By thy grace, I'll never go back to the bottle again. Amen. One day, amen, when I used to work at Marilat, I was standing across the clamp there building cabinets and talking to a fella. And he was telling me, yeah, I pray every night. He said, I pray every night before I go to bed. Every morning I pray and ask the Lord to forgive me for all the bad things I've done. He said, tonight, though, I got to get a beer. I just got to get that beer. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to forgive me. Amen. That man never found forgiveness. Amen. Because he never was repentant in his heart. He did not want delivered from that bottle. And I know I'm using a bottle, but I don't care what sin it is. Amen. The Bible says, repent ye. Amen. And be converted, that your sins, amen, may, amen, be blotted out. Amen. The sins, amen, that a man has in his heart can only be blotted out by the God, amen, of the Bible. Amen. Jesus Christ that shed His blood. The Bible tells us there in 2 Corinthians, amen, in chapter 7. Amen. Chapter 7. Amen. In verse 9. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Amen. In verse 9. Amen. The scripture says, "Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation." First, it starts with a godly sorrow. A sorrow that gripped your heart and you know you've offended God. You've done wrong against God. It's a godly sorrow. A sorrow where you want to have nothing to do with sin. Oh, you want to turn from it. Amen. A godly sorrow that you're willing to quit. If God will deliver you from it, you're willing to quit. You're willing to turn. Amen. And that godly sorrow worketh repentance. Amen. It puts in motion repentance. That godly sorrow. Amen. Men, once they get it, they begin to push away from their sin. Amen. Though they themselves cannot break loose from it, they turn their back on it and they push away from it. Amen. And that godly sorrow that worketh repentance to salvation. That's the step, amen, that so many today are lost in. Amen. They go to a church. Amen. They call them forward. Amen. They call them forward and stand around the front. And a preacher gets up there. Amen. You'll hear it on the radio. Some of these that have live services or recorded services where they, is there anybody, raise your hand. Now, all you come forward, just stand around the front. And we're going to pray together. Lord Jesus, I've sinned. Please forgive my sin. I don't want to sin no more. Amen. Amen. Raise your hands. Bless God. You're all saved. You're saved. He saved you. Hog wash. That is straight from hell. And the preachers are ministers of Satan. Amen. Because you don't get up here, repeat a few words after a man. Amen. And then he can just pronounce on you, you're saved. That man is no different than a priest of the Catholic Church that you go and confess your sins to and he pronounce your sins forgiven. That's hogwash. For unless there is repentance, I'm not saying a man, amen, on his, that needs saved and never prayed, and the preacher prays along with him. Amen. He prays and he breaks his heart and the preacher helps him pray. But it comes from that man's heart and that man is broken. Amen. And he's crying out to God. Amen. And he really means it. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, if you repeat a few words after a man, amen, then turn out and you walk away, amen, from that altar or wherever you be, and are the same man you came in at. Amen. You did not find salvation. Amen. You did not find Christ. For those that have been found, Christ has been made free from sin. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. You can't get around it. Amen. There's no little, amen, believing, amen, that you can just have faith and it's done. That faith must be worked. That faith comes through repentance. That's a repentant faith. Amen. That's a faith that has a broken heart. That's a faith that turns to Christ alone. Amen. And is sorry for their sins. Amen. The Bible says not only repentance, but remission of sins should be preached. Remission of sins. Amen. I had there's a man here that comes, I ain't going to tell you who he is, but anyway, he comes here very vaguely, just appears out of nowhere, like out of the fog. And he believes in a highly false doctrine, very, very, follows a man that was a reprobate, dead now. His books are all over, tapes and stuff, and he'll even give you a tape of this dude if you let him. And, amen, but when I quoted this scripture to him one time, and he said, well, you know, that word there, you know, where it says remission of sins, he said, really, it needs to be translated forgiveness. And it is sometimes in the scriptures, but a lot of times people want it always translated forgiveness, because that means you're just forgiven, but you're still bound by it. You know, someone, I was telling someone this week, I said, you know, if you murder one of my children, I can forgive you for that. But you are no less a murderer after I forgive you than before I forgave you, because you still have murder in your heart. And I can forgive you, and you go right back out, and the opportunity presents itself, you will kill somebody else. Amen. A thief. Amen. If someone steals something from me, I can say, you know, I forgive you. Don't worry about it. Amen. You don't even have to worry about repaying me. But my forgiveness does not free that man and make that man not a thief. He's still a thief. And God just does not just pardon a man. Amen. He does. That's part of it. But he does not just forgive a man for his sin. But he frees a man from his sin. He delivers a man from his sin. The man that is pardoned or that remission of sins is to be set free from that sin. Where you come to the altar a murderer, you walk away. You are a murderer no longer. For you have been given a new heart. The psalmist said, David said, create in me a clean heart. That word create means to take something from nothing, a brand spanking new one. Not take the old one and rework it and buff it up and shine it and spit pot. No. Amen. But to give a brand new heart. And a man that truly gets saved at the altar, if he comes down an adulterer, when he leaves, he's an adulterer no longer. Amen. If he came down living with another man's wife, when he leaves that altar, he'll stop living with another man's wife. Amen. If he comes down, amen, here, amen, and has cursed God and used God's name in vain and really repents and God saves him, when he walks away from this altar, he'll not take the name of God in vain again. Because that is what remission of sins is. I mean, it's not only forgiveness or pardon, but it takes care of the sin problem. For if God only forgave men's sin, amen, then within 5 minutes they'd be right back in the same fix they was in. If all the man sinner come, amen, and prayed and said, Lord, forgive me, and he forgave him, and he walked out the door and started cursing, he'd have to turn right back around, amen, and go right back and ask for forgiveness again. Amen. Now the doctrine of once saved, always saved, it was probably invented to take care of that. That way, if you go up and pray for forgiveness and forgive me and he forgives you, and most of them teach you don't deliver from sin, and then you can walk out the door and keep cussing, and the Lord just loves you on and going to take you to heaven. Amen. Hogwash. Amen. That doctrine of once saved, always saved is from hell too. Amen. If a man preaches it, amen, he's under the employment of the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord anyhow. Amen. Because false doctrine is false doctrine. Amen. Whether it comes from a man behind a pulpit. Amen. Or if it comes from a sinner on the street. Amen. Or a man from another religion. Amen. But I want to look at this word remission. This word remission. I don't need to pull out my timepiece here. Don't have a chain on it. 11:11. Well, God's a time. Amen. This word remission here. It's translated into four different words. This Greek word that is translated to remission is translated four different ways in the scriptures. One is forgiveness, for that is part of, amen, remission of sins. Ephesians chapter 1, amen, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 says this, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness. This word forgiveness here is the same word translated remission in our text. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14. Amen tells us this. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. This word remission, again, it's translated, amen, in the scriptures, amen, as remission. One of our scriptures that I've read already there in our text this morning, where to go into all the world and preach and to preach repentance and remission of sins. Amen. It's also translated remission several places. Now, I'm not reading all the places that's translated these different ways, but in Matthew chapter 26 in verse 28, Amen. It tells us, and for this is my blood of the New Testament. This is our Lord there at the Last Supper. Amen. The Lord's Supper, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 also talks about the remission of sins. For it says there, for without the shedding of blood. Amen. Turn over here. Amen. 9 and verse 22. Amen. For almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. There's no forgiveness. Amen. There's no pardon. Amen. There's no being freed from sin. But let's look another place where this same word that's translated remission and forgiveness is translated. And that's in Luke chapter 4. Amen. You know, many times, amen, the Bible is its best dictionary. And you just look at where that same word is translated and how it's used and these others. Amen. And many false doctrines would be put to rest. Amen. Here in Luke chapter 4. Amen. In verse 18, the Bible says, and this is Christ talking, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." That word deliverance there is the same word that's translated remission and forgiveness. Deliverance. You got to be delivered from sin. Not only pardoned from it, you must be delivered from it. To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty. That word is again is the same word translated deliverance in the same verse. Also, remission and forgiveness in the other verses. Amen. "And to set at liberty them that are bruised." Amen. Our Lord, amen, told us, amen, to go to all the world and preach repentance and remission for sins. Amen, church. Amen, there is a deliverance from sin. Amen. I said there's a deliverance, amen, from sin. Not only does Christ forgive us, but he'll deliver us from those sins. Amen. That have, amen, us bound. Amen. When a sinner comes, amen, they don't only receive pardon. Amen. But they receive, amen, a pure heart that is free, amen, from sin. Remission of sins does not only mean the pardon of sins, but the removal or taking away of sins. Not only the guilt, but also the very nature of sin. And the pollution of the soul through sin. The Bible tells us there in Romans, amen, chapter 6. Amen. Amen. If you don't, amen, have Bible to back up what you're saying, you might as well not say it. Amen. Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Amen. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield your servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were," this past tense, "were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin." Sin. Free. Free from sin. Now, there's a lot of preachers behind pulpits this morning that they'll cough at this and strangle on this because they said no man can be free from sin. Only one man lived his life that was sinless upon earth. You're exactly right. Only one man ever lived on this earth, amen, that had never committed one sin. And it was Jesus Christ. Amen. But when we get saved, that one that lived upon this earth, free from sin and never committed one sin, he makes the believer, he makes the one that repents, amen, free from sin. For the first time in their life, they are sin free. I said, this is what the scripture teaches us, free from sin. Amen. You cannot be free from sin if you can't help yourself in sin. Amen. They'll teach you everybody's got a sin in word, thought, and deed every day. And that's hogwash. Amen. Amen. Those that do that are not free from sin. They are still servants of sin.
And you cannot be a servant of sin and a servant of righteousness. You cannot have two masters. You'll either love the one and hate the other, cleave to the one, despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And you cannot serve God and Satan. I mean, you cannot serve righteousness and sin. I mean, if you have sin in your life, you're not saved. I mean, that's just about as crystal clear as we can make it this morning. Any man, any woman that has one sin in their life, amen, will go to hell unless they repent of that sin and be, amen, redeemed from that sin, be delivered from that sin, be forgiven of that sin, and be set free and become sin free. I don't care who they are. Amen. I've been, amen, going to church, amen, for 37 years, going on 38, because I've been raised in church all my life. Amen. But that don't buy me 1 ounce of exception in the eyes of God. For God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. And the same thing it takes, amen, for all the apostles, amen, to make God's heaven. Amen. It's the same thing it's going to take for Ben Horton. Amen. To make God's heaven. And that's being free from sin. And the blood makes that necessary. And the blood makes that possible. Amen. Amen. Because Christ shed His blood, man will have no excuse. Because God made it possible, man will have no excuse. They're not going to be able to stay like they do every day. But I'm only human. Amen. No. Yes, we're human. But greater is He that is in you, if you're saved, than he that is in the world. Amen. There ain't going to be saying, well, you know, but Paul said, it's not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. So anybody, amen, many shall say, Lord, Lord, have we not done this in thy name and that in thy name? And I'm paraphrasing there. And he shall say unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Amen. These people that call him Lord are still committing sin, still have sin in their life. And he's going to say, depart, you worker of iniquity. Because when Christ does the work, he frees a man from iniquity, from sin. He no longer has sin in his bosom. He has been set, amen, free. Amen. Amen. On in chapter 6 of Romans. But God be thanked. And then verse 18. Being then made free from sin, ye are become servants of it righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, it always multiplies. Even so now, yield your members service to righteousness unto holiness. This is what holiness is all about. Amen. If a man has one sin in his life, he is not holiness. Amen. For when ye were servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. Amen. What fruit have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end thereof, for the end of those things is death. But now, he says, right now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, liberty this morning. Amen. Not only repentance and turning from those sins. Amen. Amen. And turning to Christ and Him delivering you or forgiving you only. Amen. But He does more than forgive you. He sets you free. I mean, years ago, and it's been, you know, back, I don't know the date it come out, the year it come out, some adulterating, fornicating, singing about a country singer. Amen. Come up with a song, and I can't tell you who exactly it was. Amen. But he said it was a very popular, and you'll know why here in a minute. Amen. This song is worse than singing, I got a tear in my beer and I'm crying for you, dear. And it's hard to get worse than that. Amen. This song that hit the charts, I mean, went to number one as far as I know. And it was back when I used to work at Mary Lapse, so many years ago. Amen. This singer, Amen. Talked about how he went to school and this song, he got in a fight and thought he was going to get in trouble, and he went home and he told his dad, you know, he rehearsed all these things he's going to tell his dad, you know, when he got home. And then his dad just pulls him up and you're my buddy and it's okay and it's going to be all right. And let me tell you a secret about a father's love, and I'm going to love you anyway, and it's okay, and you're okay. So then he goes from that to say he's going to heaven. Amen. He dreamed last night. He went to heaven. And I'm going to tell you, it was only a dream, and it was a dream from hell. But anyway, he dreamed last night. He went to heaven, and he was standing outside those pearly gates, and he was so worried about all the sins he had done. And you know, he had committed all those sins, and he just knew they'd never let him in. And he said, but then the Lord said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. Daddies just don't love their children every now and then. It's a love without end. Amen. Come on in. Basically, come on in. Hog wash. That song is straight from the pit of hell, because no sin is going to enter in. That man didn't talk about repenting. He took his sins with him to the pearly gates. And he thought, well, because God loves me, he's going to let me on anyway. That's straight from hell. Because God, Haman, never overlooks sin. He takes care of sin in the repentant heart of man while they're breathing good, fresh air given by God on this green earth. Amen. Amen. God, Haman, sent his son, Amen, to forgive men of their sins. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5. Amen, tells us this. It says, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. Not to look over them, not to just cover them up. Hey, man, I read about one author this week, and actually heard him preach. He's an author of a book, and he's dead now and gone. He was an old Wesleyan holiness kind of guy. He was saying, you'll hear people say, and I've heard it, you know, I've heard it all my life. I've got a lot of books, and a lot of them by heretics. Amen. You read these things, and they'll say in there, when God looks at a man, he does not see that man's sin. He just sees Christ. But you'll never find that. And he goes on to say, this holiness preacher goes on to say, you'll never find that one place in the Bible that when God looks at us, he does not see us. He sees Christ. It's not in there. Some preacher got this bright idea. Well, that's how it is. And he said it. And then it's repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated till everybody thinks it's the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, just because it's repeated. You know, some people think the Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child, just like the Bible says. The Bible don't say that. But that's been said so many times. Actually, it says, he that spareth the rod hateth his son. Hey, don't say spare the rod and spoil the child. But that's been repeated so many times. But most people, not all, but a lot of people think that that's a scripture. One person said, just like the Bible said, every tub will sit on its own bottom. I don't know where they got that one. Amen. But all kinds of things they come up with. And they say it's scripture. It's like this. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. I mean, there for a while, I thought that was in there. And then got to looking, it ain't in there either. You know? Amen. So we got to be so careful. Amen. Some little snappy sayings that sounds real good. But if it ain't what the Word of God says, it's a lie. It's a lie. Amen. Amen. If it's not what is founded upon the Word of God. And so, amen, he was manifested to take away our sins. Thank God. Thank God. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know, how in the world? Amen. I've been fighting with this sin for years. I'll tell you, when you come and truly repent and he takes away those sins, you won't have to wrestle with those sins any longer. He'll deliver you from them. I'm not saying the devil won't come back. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, you won't have that inward pull. Oh, I just got to have that. I've got to do that. Oh, you know, a woman dressed in harlot's attire. You know, I could preach on that a while. But anyway, amen, dressed in harlot's attire goes by. If you're really saved from sin, amen, and you're delivered, you won't have a struggle not lusting after that person. Amen. Because you've been delivered. Amen. You won't have to, oh man, my goodness, I just can't help myself. Forget it. You've not been saved from sin. Amen. When Christ saves a man from sin, does that mean that he does not have a choice and cannot ever go back? Amen. And I could go in a lot more scriptures and I could, you know, I could be a while, but I'm not going to. Amen. Amen. But a man, the Bible says there in the book of 1 John in chapter 3, that a man cannot sin because he is born of God and his seed remaineth in him. I like the way that, amen. And we know, and I can take other scriptures and help interpret that scripture, which is wise to do. Amen. But I like what Brother Ralph Cox said one time, listening to a sermon by his, I believe it was on the blood of Christ. He said, and they cannot sin. Amen. Because they are born of God. He looked at, and I told you this before, he looked out and says, is there a baby? Anybody got a baby? Finally, somebody, you know, had a baby. And he said, brother so-and-so, please take that little child, that little infant by the heels and bash that baby's head against the floor. Would you please? No, thank you. You know, I'm not even tempted. You think that man was tempted to do that? Not in the slightest. Because he couldn't do that because the love he had for that little baby. And I'm going to tell you, when the devil comes to tempt you with any sin, if you love God, you can't do it. There's no way. The only time we will turn and go into sin is when we become lukewarm in our hearts. Amen. And then we begin to cast our eyes upon the world. And then we will sin. Amen. But Christ came not only, amen, to forgive us or pardon us, but to set us free. And if we have not been set free from sin, we're not saved. I'll say that again. If you are committing any sin, I don't care how minute it is. I don't care if it's the smallest of lies this morning. You're not saved. I hate to bust anybody's bubble. If I commit the smallest of sin, I am not saved. Amen. What must I do? No, John said in 1 John in chapter 2 and verse 1, my little children, you've heard this many times. These things I write unto you that ye sin not. And if, now that if's a big word. A lot of people hate that word. Amen. They don't like that word if. Amen. And especially it says if ye continue, you know, the Bible talks about, then you'll gain eternal life. And if, they hate that word if. Amen. But it says, and if any man sin, it's not a have to. But if you become cold in your soul, or you begin to backslide in your heart, and you commit sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Now, if Jesus Christ the righteous, which is the propitiation for our sins, amen, and not for ours only, but for the sin of the whole world. And why do we need that advocate? If we do sin, we've got to go back to Him and say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. I have grown cold in my heart. I've sinned against you. I've done what I should not do. Amen. Please forgive me once again. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. I cannot just assume because I went one time to the altar that I'm covered for eternity, because I am not. Amen. And if I ever commit a sin, I'll have to go and find a place of prayer and cry out to God and say, God, forgive me. For if I do not, amen, Ben Horton, amen, will be in the flames of hell for an eternity. I don't care what our name is. I don't care if we're 95 years old. Amen. And we commit sin against God. Amen. We've been serving God for 50 years. Amen. If we fail to repent, if we do sin, if we fail to repent, we'll lose our soul. But thank God that John said, if any man sin, we have an advocate. We can go back to Him. We can find forgiveness. And He will deliver us from that sin. Amen. Amen. I'm not, people say, amen, you know, that's just too, I can't live that. No, you can't. Absolutely. No, you can't. But when God saves you, amen, He does not require you to live it on your own. He delivers you from that sin. He forgives you of it, what you've done. He delivers you from it. And then He lives in you and dwells in you. Amen. And you and He. Amen. Amen. Can walk every day in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. That's what our Bible tells us. I read so much stuff. Amen. After a while, my brain starts, you know, reading all these books. you know, and all these people. You know, I listen to some religious broadcasts every now and then. I get sick of them after a while because all the other, oh, we know we're all sinners. But I hear one guy, he's an old man. He's an old man that comes on, he's interviewed. He's wrote several books and about Noah's flood, and they're good books. What he wrote on Noah's flood. But he'll quote things like this, you know, I know we've all got sin, but I just say, thank you, Lord. You know, thank you, Lord, that even though I've got sin in my life and I know I'm still got a home in heaven, just thank you, Lord. I said, my poor soul. I was so intelligent. Was an atheist at one time, now believes in God. But if he has sin in his life, I don't care how many books he's read and how many books he's written, how many interviews he's gave on the radio and how many radio programs he gives, and he can say thank you, Lord, all the way to his dying breath. But if he dies with sin in his heart, that man's going straight to hell. Hey, man, and that goes for any of his church. Hey, man, I'm not sitting up here trying to be a party, whatever. Hey, but I believe in the truth. I said, I believe in the truth, and I want to know the truth. Don't sugarcoat something for me. Don't tell me how sweet it is, hey, man, that I'm okay even in my sin, and then I'll wake up in hell, and I wonder, I'm going to be looking around for you, because I know you're going to be there too. Amen. 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 God delivers us from sin. That's victory. I said, that is victory. Deliverance from sin is victory. Amen. Not only are we forgiven, not only is remission pardoned, but it is being set free. And you don't have victory until you're free. Amen. Amen. Thank God if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all. Thank the Lord He put all in there, because, you know, amen. I just thank the Lord for the Word of God. Because if I had to go with the people I hear on the radio, my goodness, they'd have me so confused, I'd be all tied up in knots. Because I'm going to tell you, some of them are very convincing. And I have some relatives that they got them so convinced in this once saved, always saved doctrine, they've got their mind twisted up. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, these false teachers are very intelligent people. And I'm going to tell you, hey, man, you don't try to get in an argument with the devil. And you really don't even get in an argument with some of his servants, because they're about as smart as the devil. Amen. And they're very, and he, the devil will know how to wrap you up. But I'm going to tell you, what you can give them is the Word of God. Don't try to reason things out and try to say, well, this and this. You go right to the Word of God. Man, I've made the hair stand up, because I wouldn't give them nothing but Scripture. And they've told me, I don't want no Scripture. I want to know what you think. And I'd give them another Scripture. And I'm going to tell you, because that's what I believe right there. If you know what I think, it's right here. Amen. Amen. Give, amen, the Word of God. Amen. We have victory this morning, church. I said, there's victory because He is faithful and just. He's faithful to do it. Amen. Because He died on the cross that He might do it. And why would He have came and died on the cross if He was going to hold back and say, no, thank you. He said, he that cometh to me, I will in what? No wise cast out. He won't turn us away. He will come to Him. He will not turn us away and say, no, thank you. It's not for you. Hey, man, thank God. And He is just to forgive us of our sins. Why can God be just, be a just, holy God, and just say, I forgive you? Amen. Because He couldn't be just and holy and just say, forgive you. He had to have a sacrifice to take our place, because justice demanded that we all go to hell. But Jesus steps in, says, I'll take their place and die. And so when we believe upon Christ, repent of our sins, and receive remission of sins, then God looks and says, He took your place, that I can give you eternal life, and be just to do it. Amen. God is just. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all that's right. There's hope, church. I believe in hope. I believe in hope. Amen. Thank God for that hope. that hope of eternal life that comes through Christ Jesus. Now, if you've been wrestling with sin, I'm not up here beating you around the ears. Hey, man, you might think, but I'm not. But I'm just trying to shake us all up, amen, to let us know. Don't be convinced just because you come to church, amen, that you're going to get on into heaven. You've got the reason preachers preach this way and the Word of God says this way is to give men opportunity to get free. If you've been wrestling with certain sins in your life, you come and you pray till you know God delivered. Well, I prayed for 5-10 minutes and I just didn't feel nothing. Well, what are you going to do now? You going to go to hell? You stay praying. You keep praying. You keep seeking God. You pray and you pray. Hey, man, I believe it was Brother L.D. Moore, I believe it was, said he prayed several days. And I've heard several preachers say he prayed. Was it God's fault? No. Sometimes it takes a while for people to really repent and believe upon Christ. But he kept praying and praying and praying until God delivered them. Amen. And delivered man. Amen. Of sin. Don't stop praying. What's the alternative? What's the alternative to praying until Christ delivers us and sets us free? What's the alternative? It's nothing but eternal torment. Amen. Give me Jesus. I said, give me Jesus. Amen. If it takes me hours, days, until I can get, amen, until the sorrow, godly sorrow, come to my heart where I can really cry out in repentance and Christ save me. Amen. Amen. Let me pray until I know. Amen. The Bible tells us we can know. And the Bible says we know, amen, we are in Him because we keep His commandments. And I'm not going to go on. Amen. Amen. But that is what our Lord tells us. We can know that we're saved and don't go away assuming that you're saved. Amen. Pray until you know that you've been set free and delivered from sin. And you can. Because Jesus died that you could. Jesus shed His blood. Amen. That each one of us, amen, can be free. Well, I know so-and-so, and my goodness, I know they're not free. Well, pray for them. And then, don't be high-minded. Amen. And say, oh God, search me. Is there anything I have in my heart? I pray that right often. Amen. Because I don't want to be on judgment day and say, Lord, have I not preached behind the pulpits and preached your word and said, well, thus saith the Lord? And he looked at me because I harbored some sin in my heart. And he said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Amen. I want to know that I know that I know. Amen. Amen. The Lord of glory. Let's all stand this morning. Amen. God said, the Lord said, amen. He told His disciples that they, amen, would preach, amen, go into all the world, amen, and preach repentance and the remission of sins. Amen. So I'm just trying to obey the Great Commission this morning. Amen. And preach repentance and the remission of sins. Amen. And each one of us here this morning can have it if we want it. But we got to want it more than we want anything else. Amen. We've got to say, God, amen, I want salvation. I don't care how many times you prayed and passed. I don't know how many times you got saved. If you got sin in your heart today, you're not saved today. Amen. And you can be saved. I don't care what it is, what you've done. God can save. Amen. Every lost soul. Amen. That's ever committed sin. Because His blood, amen, reaches, amen, to the lowest valley. And it reaches to the highest mountain. Amen. It'll take away all sin. Amen. Let's come and pray this morning. Glory.
I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory.
Oh, yeah.